I guess I'm doing all right. And God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News. A key hearing today for the Menendez brothers, who are attempting to get out of prison for the 1989 shotgun murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home.
Today's hearing was supposed to have happened back in December and got repeatedly delayed. Today, the Menendez brothers will appear remotely to make their argument that they have been rehabilitated in prison over 35 years and that under California's resentencing laws that they should go free. The DA, who took over in December, argues they remain a threat to society and have told lies over many years. A judge could decide to keep them locked up or to free them, either immediately or pause it, waiting on likely appeals. Today's hearing is expected to go through tomorrow and maybe into next week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Overnight, prosecutors indicated they might ask for the hearing to be delayed. All 1.4 million energy customers in Puerto Rico in the dark. The island's been hit by a power blackout that the governor calls unacceptable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Buchan calls the current situation surrounding Trump administration tariffs incomprehensible. Buchan says a targeted tariff program would require a plan, but he adds that there's at least a possibility that some nations will negotiate with the administration during the latest 90-day pause. Conditions improve on the Wisconsin River amid the search for a missing boater. Wisconsin Dells police say that searchers have shifted south on the river in their efforts to locate Frank DeFilippo, whose boat capsized April 3rd. His grandfather drowned and his cousin managed to reach shore. And the Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid. The man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before he was transferred to another facility by helicopter.
Debris burning. It's the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. Your backyard burn could become a wildfire in a matter of minutes. Wildfires consume thousands of acres every year. Check WisBurn for fire conditions and burn restrictions. And never leave your fire unattended. Watch your fire or get burned. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that home. My pickup truck must have got to her, windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade.
left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wind. Now there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Aaron Tippin and Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio. It is 9:12. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well here coming up. Joining us right now is Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter to talk about some of the things going on with the Sheriff's Department here in Pepin County. And Sheriff Winter, well, good morning. And
morning, Brian.
We're getting ready for next week. Everybody's going to have to slow down a little bit because we've got the 100 miles of garage sales on Highway 10 coming up.
That's right. It's garage sale season, Brian. I'm sure you and Rhonda are patiently waiting to go out and look for our treasure.
If it's a classic, an old radio, maybe, but no.
Yeah, it is the, you know, we have the 100-mile garage sale on Highway 10 this weekend, and then in a couple weeks, I think the first week of May, we have the 100-mile garage sale weekend down on Highway 35.
Okay.
So, you know, people see a garage sale sign and they slam on the brakes and pull over. So give yourself a little bit more distance. You know, people come here and they're looking for that next treasure, and the last thing on their mind is the person behind them and using their signals. So please be patient. That's probably, you know, our neighbors that are doing this looking to find that next treasure.
Now, is it legal to park on the side of Highway 10?
So as long as they're not blocking Highway 10, you know, we want to give them some leeway because, you know, but there are some laws. As long as you can go around the vehicle unobstructedly, but if they get too close to the fog line, we start to get hinky about stuff. If it becomes a safety issue,
yeah, like hinky.
That might not be a good word.
How close to the road can I have my sign?
You cannot legally, I believe, and that's a highway department question, but you're not supposed to have anything in highway right-of-way.
Okay. Talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning. And you know, don't we do the spring flood run as well here? Because that's, you know, we have motorcycles coming out now.
Yeah, so this year's kind of a different format for the flood run. So normally the flood run would take place this coming Saturday, the 19th. The traditional flood run, or the party that calls itself the Flood Run has decided to move it to a three-day, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday format. They're hoping to get kind of spread out more and people can visit more establishments. They're giving a bike away if you go on floodrun.com. Okay. They have all kinds of information about it. And they've moved the bar that, or the establishment that is hosting it, to the Harbor Bar in Hager City. Okay. In Pierce County. Now, it's my understanding that there is some dissent among the bikers, and some people do not like the new format, so there is a group that are going out this weekend on the 19th and to keep the tradition of Flood Run, of what it meant, of people coming from the cities to the Nelson area to help with sandbagging when there was the flood back in the late 60s or mid 60s. So that's kind of how that, you know, the Flood Run started. So I'm not sure. We're going to end up, I think, with two weekends. It may be art to the benefit of the residents, because it may spread it out over more of a length of period instead of having a large group of bikes on that one Saturday afternoon.
But that being said, the motorcyclists are out now. We have to, and we have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, and you know, we had a couple nice rains where it washed the sand off the road, and then we got a couple that freezing rain and kind of late March, early April, so the highway department went back out and put sand down on stuff. So there are still a couple corners and stuff coming up County Road N that still have sand, that we haven't had that rain that's washed that sand off the corners. So if you are out for a bike ride, please, please, please be careful on those corners.
Talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning on the way. Well, it's also spring planting time, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. Right now, though, here's Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, and Remind Me, it's 9:16.
Somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood, remind me, 921. I'm Brian Winnikins, joining us again, Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter, as we talk about some of the things going on with the Pepin County Sheriff's Department. And we'll talk about spring planting, but Sheriff Winter kind of reminded me of this. The Sheriff's Department got spoofed with the phone.
Yeah, so the somebody spoofed our phone number and started calling residents. I don't know how many phone calls dispatch took, but again, being rural and small, we were able to kind of nip it in the butt and get something out on Facebook right away. But they used our phone number to make it look like the sheriff's office non-emergency number was calling them, telling them that they were late for jury or had not appeared for jury duty and missed it, and that the sheriff was coming to arrest them and throw them in jail. So we put something out on Facebook right away saying, hey, that's not the case. The clerk of courts usually is really good about that and making contact with people, so we're not coming to pick you up.
And it's not just that. There's going to be other, with some of these things. If I have a warrant for my arrest, you are not going to call me and say, Brian, if you give me $100 and an Apple gift card, I'll just let everything go.
Yeah.
That you're actually coming to have a little bit of a conversation, and now I get to go for a ride.
Yeah, exactly. There are times that, we may call someone and say, hey, you got a warrant for you if it's a low. Sometimes we have ordinance tickets that forget to get paid. I've had them over my career where someone forgot to license their dog, so we cite them, and then they get a warrant for them. Well, it's not right to put someone in jail for a $100 dog license, failure to pay. So we may go and escort them up to the clerk of court's office, have them pay, and just be done with it.
But again,
it.
So, you're not asking for the gift card.
Yeah, I'm not asking for the gift card. So
that's the biggest key. So. And really, if someone gets one of these calls, one, they should hang up, and two, they can always call.
Yeah.
Non-emergency.
Yeah. And we actually had a resident that had some problems with their computer. So they actually went online and Googled, like, Microsoft. And for whatever reason, scammers are good at making logos and whatever. And they clicked on it, and they thought they were talking to Microsoft. And they lost a significant amount of money. And it was a scam. It really wasn't Microsoft. It was a scammer. So,
wow.
So you have to be careful.
Talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Spring planting just around the corner. We already have a lot of field work happening. And it's that time to remind everyone, you cannot pass farm equipment in a no passing zone.
Yeah, tomorrow is Good Friday. So my grandpa and grandma always said that Good Friday was the day to plant your potatoes. So hopefully you got your potatoes ready to go. And you want to put newspaper on them so they don't get sand in their eyes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So,
yeah. But again, it doesn't matter. You have to wait.
Exactly. So back in 2014, the state legislation changed the law. You can no longer pass a vehicle of husbandry on a double yellow line. Now, a slow-moving vehicle, the Amish with a horse and buggy or a bicycle or something, that's allowed. It's just implements of husbandry. So if it's a combine or a disc and tractor or a planter going out to
or the
field.
Or the unfortunate manure spreader.
Or the unfortunate manure spreader that they're spreading right now. You cannot pass them on a double yellow line. And we've talked about this before, about how beautiful Pepin County is. Take it as a relaxation and do some calm breathing and wait for a passing zone or wait for the vehicle to turn off. And, that we've gotten really a lot better with the vehicles having signal lights and yield lights and stuff. And make sure you're watching for that, because these farmers are turning left into fields, and we'll start to see some of those left turn a farmer turning left and a car, turning into them and having a crash. So,
talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning. Finally, I guess, we do have to talk a little bit about boating safety, because the fishermen are out there, and not only on the Chippewa, but also on Lake Pepin.
Yeah, I just read an article this morning where there was, I think it was down in Arkansas, there was a bass fishing boat ran into another boat. So with Lake Pepin, we'll start to see the walleye fishermen come in here as we move closer to Memorial Day. I walk past the marina down at Pepin every day. The sailboats are starting to go into the water. So the water is it's pretty low right now. I mean, for spring. So, but, you know, we could get a heavy rain and the Chippewa could come up just like that. So, and as you know, the Chippewa, that changes daily. Yep. The sandbars move. I mean, one day a sandbar could be here and the next it could be a huge 6-foot hole. So, yeah, be careful. Make sure you have your life vests. If you're going out before sunrise or driving after sunset, make sure your running lights are on as well, or the DNR may have a chat.
Yeah, they don't like it when you're done. And the other thing out on Lake Pepin, remember, it's the barge traffic's going again, too. So we have that addition. And barges don't stop or turn on a dime.
Yeah, I saw on a video someplace of a barge running in down south into a dock or something. And, yeah, it wasn't like they could just say, hey, Ethel, back up. I mean, it ran the dock right over.
Yeah, it'll just it's like a semi. It's just gonna, or a train.
Yep, or a train.
It's just going to keep going. It's gonna, all right. Well, Sheriff Warner, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter, it's 9:27.
The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill invite you to their Easter Sunday buffet from 10:45 to 3:30. The menu will include Riverside Grill's delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes and gravy, salad bar, and more. Reservations are appreciated, and to make a reservation, call Riverside Grill at 672-8874. Enjoy the Easter buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, serving great homemade food, Main Street, Downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com or ask for active liver at your local CVS. Or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans, and we'll never. gonna sing the blues, if I'm gonna be famous. Girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. Come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Your name, it's so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down, be hair when it comes back around. All week it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down, be hair when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit so loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Dirk Bentley in Sideways 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's run down today in history. 1790, legendary statesman Ben Franklin passed away at the age of 84. 1860, it became law in New York City that tenant houses be equipped with fire escapes. In 1970, the damaged Apollo 13 module splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. Great movie, too, by the way. 1996, businessman Don Clayton passed away at the age of 69. He opened the first putt-putt miniature golf course. The father of putt-putt golf and games. Really? Wow. Also, 2006, former Illinois Governor George Ryan found guilty of charges on federal corruption. Well, that's just par for the course for the governor of Illinois. Ryan was a one-time Nobel Prize nominee, receiving attention in 2003 when he commuted the death row sentences of 167 Illinois prisoners. But, I think if I remember correctly, that was his corruption was getting money from trucking companies so that they could have more... They could have licensed truck drivers or something. It had something to do with truck drivers' licenses, but there you go. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Provisions Healthcare.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
At the Mercantile Exchange, at May milk up 9 to 18 even, June up 10 to 17.29, July steady at 17.82, August is steady at 18.12. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector, live cattle markets are mostly lower, with the exception of the nearbys. Feeder cattle as well have higher in the nearbys, but lower in deferreds. A little bit of profit taking. Hog markets moving mostly lower. Again, some technical selling after the recent gains in the markets over the last few days. Now, April live cattle still up 90 cents to 207.97. April feeder cattle up 347 to 293.42. May hogs down 22 cents to 89.92. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat markets are moving mostly higher this morning. Some weakness in the dollar helping to support the corn and wheat markets. Also, soybeans moving mostly lower. Now, weakness in soybean meal and soybean oil all pressuring some of the soybean markets and the expectations of a large soybean crop as well this year. New crop corn up a half to 467 and a quarter. New crop beans down five and a half to 1028 and three quarters. May wheat in Chicago up six to 553 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat May up seven and a half to 611 and a quarter. May soybean meal down 70 cents now to 296. May soybean oil down 7 cents to 47.41. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid-60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise.
to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. To my success, a good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get in. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you.
But country, big southern grown. listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
It is bitter as a green spring berry, and just like fruit from a fickle vine, it turns sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me, and it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree, 950. I'm Brian Winnikins. Again, this reminder, 100 miles of thrift sales along Highway 10 coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 24th through the 26th. That will include Ellsworth, Plum City, Arkansas, Durand, Mondovi, Oliva Strum, Osseo, Fairchild, and Neillsville. 100 miles of thrift sales on Highway 10, April 24th through the 26th. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Time for another story from Files of Police Squad. Oh, silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. We go to the great state of Wisconsin. Hey, a Wisconsin prison inmate already at the big house is now accused of trying to bribe the court as part of a plan to get drugs into the Waupun prison. The Waukesha County Clerk of Court said she received a letter from an inmate saying, hey, if you get me some drugs, I'll give you money. She says the letter had a return address to Miguel Robbies Jr., care of the Waupun Prison. Well, Miguel, guess what? You're not getting the drugs, but you've won yourself an extended stay at the big house. As he's now facing charges for attempting to bribe a public official.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
O'Galley Cheese has that perfect Mother's Day gift for your mom. Stop in and browse our large selection of luxurious hand creams, fragrant candles, or elegant jewelry. O'Galley Cheese can also help you arrange a unique wine, cheese, and chocolate basket for your mom. Gift certificates are available in any amount you want. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25. Open 7 days a week.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text IMPACT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word IMPACT to 200-300. That's IMPACT to 200-300. IMPACT to 200-300.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it? get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Randy Travis in Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter and Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis for joining us this morning. If you missed either of those interviews, they're now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Go to the podcast page. You'll find them there. Also, they're available via the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app and subscribe not only to our audio, but our video podcasts as well. Just do a search for WRDN, and you'll be able to keep up to date when we put new podcasts on either audio or the video side. A happy National Cheese Ball Day today. recognizes a party food that can be the centerpiece of a spread. You can choose from two ways to celebrate. Plan your party and serve, or you know what, just go to a party. Now a cheese spread comes in the shape of a ball served with crackers, most often around Christmas in the U.S. The cheese ball is commonly made with softened cream cheese and other ingredients. Cheese puffs are a puffed corn snack coated with a mixture of cheese or cheese-flavored powder. Cheese puffs are manufactured as well by extruding heated corn dough through a die that forms the particular shape, most likely a ball shape. So, you know what? If you want to do the cheese ball, yeah, head on over to O'Galley Cheese. Get yourself helping of some cheese spread and make them into cheese balls on this National Cheese Ball Day today. National and World News from ABC Radio News is next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.